I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. People are suffering and dying every day because of COVID-19. Do our hearts break in the same way for people dying daily without Jesus? Unreached people groups are those who've never heard about Christ and have no access to the gospel. The International Day for the Unreached is coming up on May 31st. Tefra from Global Disciples says,
"This is the day we need to prepare the way like John the Baptist by interceding to the unreached people group so they will get an opportunity to hear the good news of Jesus."
Please pray Matthew 9:38 and ask the Lord of the harvest to send workers into the global mission field. Learn more about the International Day for the Unreached and sign up for the online event at missionnews.org. And one of the hardest things about being in prison is the loneliness, but it's even worse during a pandemic lockdown. Because of COVID-19, prison visitors are restricted, and Crossroads Prison Ministries was even worried the mail system would be shut down. Crossroads connects prisoners with Christian mentors through mail-in Bible studies. However, Brenda McGowan, Crossroads Vice President of Programming, says,
"Thank God we are still able to deliver the Bible studies because we rely on the U.S. Postal Service with our program model being mail correspondent. So we have reinvented and responded to the distancing by engaging our mentors virtually through video conference call platforms."
Please pray God's comfort for men and women in prison. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. And Bibles for the World offers the free book, The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Padidi. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.